So about five of us around each other, we've, for good or for bad, we have keys to each other's houses. We trust each other way too much. And this story begins when two neighbors in particular, TJ and Grant. TJ was leaving town, it was about mid-December, asked his neighbor Grant, would you keep an eye on the house for me? Fair enough, be gone for a couple of days. Well, Grant really kind of sees this more as a capitalist opportunity. He's going to be gone for a couple of days. I've got keys to the house. So TJ comes home and all his Christmas decorations are gone. All of them. All the light. The whole house. He does it up. Really nice. They're gone. 100%. And they're on the house across the street that's for sale. Okay? Just as they were. Completely. Fair game. So, game on, really. So, and this is your true story. This was the rules. I swear every bit of this. So, Mr. Grant, he is a 20-year, almost 20-year veteran of the Coca-Cola Company. Well, the next summer he goes on vacation. Restless hands. Mr. Grant comes home and presses his garage door opener, and the door goes up, and right there in the middle of the garage is a lit, fully stocked Pepsi machine. Right? And that's not something you just get rid of. I mean, this is, it's a machine. I mean, it's, right? And his garage was always kind of stocked with a lot of products from his company, and they had some alcohol. And there was the beer shelf, and all the beer cans and bottles were there, and they were empty. All of them, like 70 of them were empty. So he drank all the beer where he was going. So that was the return volley. Now, this isn't always a tit for tat. Sometimes you can attack the same guy like three times in a row, right? You don't have to like wait to be attacked. So I stepped in at this point. I thought, well, this is great. So now TJ's on vacation again. He's gone. He's like, hey, can you keep an eye on the house on the weekend? And hey, don't tell Grant. That's what he tells me. I'm like, I'm going to invite Grant. We're on, right? Yeah, TJ's a single dad, divorced, got a couple of, at the time, tween kids, you know, 12 years old right in there. And as he's driving back home from vacation, it's in the evening-ish, he's pulling down the street and he's like, can kind of see something's going on in his house. He's like, and we had taken care of business while he was gone. And on the roof of his house, he kind of has this gabled peak that's the prominent part of his house in a pretty clear yard. And there's this like 10-foot tall inflatable stork that says, welcome baby, and it's lit. This is like one of those things on a car dealership, right? I mean, it's huge. And we put this up there, and we put this giant banner on the front of his house. It's like 10 feet tall by 12 feet wide. Welcome, baby girl. 500 pink balloons on his porch. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, it is like an attack, right? And his kids are kind of going, Dad? You know, and he's kind of going, And there's some new neighbors, like two doors down, that had just moved in, and they just kind of met him. And they were like, what's, you know, like, there was reason to question this, you know, what I'm saying? So he's standing out on the sidewalk kind of admiring, and all the neighbors come out, and everybody's having a good laugh. And about that time, a local fire truck is coming through, and they're just going back to the station. They're just kind of cruising through the neighborhood. And they slow down, and there's like eight firemen in the truck, and they blow the horn, and they're like, congratulations, you know? And he's just like, you know? So a few months go by. It takes some time to think of these things, and it's about midnight. It was midnight. It was New Year's. And we had this just awful, awful, like, fake Christmas tree. It was the worst thing. It was like my wife bought the tree. I love her, but it was terrible. And I was like, this belongs at, like, a taxi depot. Like, this is where they would, like, that's what they would have there, right? So we took this tree. I was like, how am I going to get rid of this thing? Ah, an idea. Let's go plant it in TJ's yard. Let's plant it in the ground and landscape around it at 1 in the morning. That's a great idea. And he kind of doesn't pay attention to that kind of thing, so he doesn't notice. So I'm in a hurry. So he this goes like 3 months. He doesn't see it. Well, then he finally sees it, which then to about August of that summer, I come home one day, and it's sticking out of my chimney fully lit, right? So the final straw in the game, as it stands right now, this thing is in real time. Grant has attacked again with a monument to a dying tree in his yard before it was toppled, with a flag made out of, and I've never seen anything like this in my life. I mean, like 4XL women's animal print panties. Okay, three pair of them. I mean, they looked huge from 80 feet up. I mean, they were really, and he made this flag that hung, he climbed the tree and did it. You could see it from three blocks away. And that's where things stand. Speaking of which, I've got to go because they know I'm not home right now. And that's...